of life in Adam's body. That time marks the fasting and the seeking of God, the prayers, the intercession that we do, beginning from that new moon, and we go all the way 40 days from that time. So these 40 days we see Yeshua HaMashiach fasting for 40 days. Our Messiah, the Christ, who died and resurrected, he also fasted and sought God. He prayed for 40 days. Moses, who brought the children of Israel out of captivity, he fasted and sought God for 40 days. Elijah fasted for these 40 days. Yet, we know that these 40 days were also begun by our father Adam, that human body, that human temple. On the day God breathed, the very first day, he went 40 days being with God, in the presence of God, learning from God, until God made a garden, structured things, animals. Adam was seeing, God planted the garden, and he said to him, now you till, take care and govern this garden. But before that, I want to say this. This breath that God breathed into man, it had three dimensions. The first dimension is called ruach in Hebrew. You can even hear the word ruach, that kind of on it. It's a breath kind of impartation, even in the sound of it. Yeah, he breathed the breath of life, which is the spirit of God, containing the life of God that will make the man to walk in the life, which is the tree of life, bringing forth 12 fruits. So that life contained 12 segments, 12 abilities, 12 tribes, 12 months of God. Life, he imparted that breath of life. And this breath of life was made up of the ruach, which is the spirit of God. That is the first dimension. The second dimension, it was made up of the neshama, which is the soul of man. The soul that exists in within the human body. And the next level or dimension of the spirit of God, it contained the nafesh. Nafesh meaning the very outer part, the ability where we can sense. You can smell that the smell is smelling like this. You can sense, you can feel if it's cold. That is the nafesh, the very outer one, where our emotions function. When you feel good about something, when you feel negatively about something, when you're angry, when you're bitter, or when you have the attributes of God, when you're kind, when you're generous, yeah, that act that you do on the very outside appearance or outside effect of your soul or your spirit in you or your ruach or your the breath of God in you, it is called the nafesh. It has the positive side, which is the attributes, and it has the negative side, which is the works of the flesh. The anger, the bitterness, the emotions of anger, bitterness, revenge, hatred, unforgiveness, greediness, selfishness, corruption. These emotional behaviors. Who is an angry person? Is a hateful person? He's not a person too good to be around with. He's always bitter. Those negative side of it is the nafesh, the flesh. But the other side of it is the attributes. He's a kind person. He's a good person. He likes to spend time with people. He likes to pray for people. He treats people with respect. Those are attributes. Okay? So God breathed the breath, which was made up of the soul, the spirit, and the nafesh. And Father God, I pray that every soul that is listening to me right now, I pray for your existence and your power. I declare and I proclaim that your spirit and your soul is being activated right now. Your spiritual purpose that you gave to Adam is being activated in every human soul that is listening to me right now. And I proclaim that right now there is an activation of 40 days. Activation of connecting, seeking the face of God for 40 days. Seeking and purifying ourselves through the 40 days. Wanting to know the will of God that you imparted in Adam. That will of God that brings onto us the dimensions, the three dimensions of the spirit, soul, and nafesh, which is the flesh, are all being the positive attributes that we express out of our outer appearance or our out-exhibited behaviors and habits. Father God, I pray for every soul that is listening to me right now. And I proclaim that we shall live mightily, we shall live to fulfill, that this body, the human body, is the temple of the living God. Repeat with me, say, Father God, right now, I declare that your spirit, your purpose in me, is being activated. Your purpose in me is being revived. Your purpose in me is being restored. That breath of holiness, that breath of power, that when you gave birth to Adam and you imparted your breath in him, you formed his body, that you are the Father who creates all things. Today, I admit that you are my Father. Give me your will and let me seek you for 40 days to know you. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, as I'm praying right now, I decree over your life that you're not going to stay the same for these 40 days. Let me say this. We know that everything is born in the earth, in Mother Earth. Yeah. It's through a woman. The man imparts in the woman and the woman gives birth. So we know the mother kind of attitude, the mother kind of structure, the mother kind of ability to mother things. That we know very well. But when you mature up, you come into the Adamic ability where God now gives birth to you. Where God the Father reflects that you depend on the Father to be able to live the reality of your life on the earth. Because the Father God, he gave birth to Adam. And how did he give birth to Adam? He formed the body of Adam out of the dust and he breathed the breath of revelation, the breath of information, the breath of guidance, the breath of protection, the breath of covering, the breath of instruction that Adam totally depended on God. So before God now gives Adam a physical woman to be with him, to help him, he had already spent time with God, enough time that he knew that God was the birther and God was the force that brought him forth, that God was the reality of everything who he is, that he needs to have his wife to relate to that information, to connect, to teach him, to mold her as he molds the garden, as he molds and he cultivates and takes care of, teaches. He knew he had to do that towards his wife because that reality was revealed to him and he spent time with God for almost 40 days. That's why do you think that Yeshua HaMashiach, when he came in the earth, the Bible says that that the Spirit of the Lord led him into the wilderness to seek God, to fast, to pray, and to be tempted by the devil. Why do you think he goes in the wilderness to be tempted before he begins his ministry? Why? Because Adam also started to govern the earth. He became a governor. He became the greatest leader. He became the greatest father of the earthly issues and administration and purpose and the earthly realm, the earthly mother nature. After knowing who God was for 40 days, it was the preparation. So the Messiah, after he was tempted for 40 days, the completion of his 40 days, he says, behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and turn away from your wicked ways. He started to preach the kingdom of God. He started to preach the ways of God. When? After these 40 days. So I've come to say that God breathed the breath of life. And God activated Adam in the earth, Mother Earth, during the season of Elul. The very first day he breathed the breath of life in his body. And Adam lived. And Adam became a living temple that was supposed to fulfill the activities that are done in the temple to please God, to worship God. Everything that is done in the temple was done to please God, to declare worship to the existence of a spiritual God. So God created himself, formed himself a temple, and that was the body of Adam. So it is, he says to us in the scripture, that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Those of you who have been listening to us, remember you're listening to the Mindset Media Radio here, Apostle Ngabo, all the way from the land of Ham, the land of Kush, Uganda. I'm saying may God bless her and may God keep her. Somebody say amen.